lastet til selvbetjeningskassa. Mannen trenger hjelp med legitimasjon. Nei, vent litt kontrabeskjed her. Han har ID-kort til bank-ID-appen. Jeg gjentar ID-kort til bank-ID-appen. Wow. Nei, bli der du er, Lasse. Ikke kom til kassa.
Ja da, nå kan du bruke BankID som legitimasjon på butikken. Aktiver ID-kortet i BankID-appen i dag, og bruk det på Kiwi, Meny, Joker, Spar, Nærbutikken og Bunnpris. Det var vel alle med.
En podcast fra Podplay.
VG-lista topp 40. Podcast.
So, I want to say welcome for the first time to top 40, Alex Warren.
Thank
Very
you.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. This is sick.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, this is like, it's so cool, these radio rooms. I'm not used to it. I've never done them before. It's really, really cool.
You haven't done them before?
No, but this is really sick because it's like, I grew up watching stuff like this.
Right.
You know? And growing up every morning on my way to school, we'd listen to radio and things like that. So
right.
It's like a childhood little bucket list thing I've been checking
you
off.
Yeah. How does it feel, you know, to be where you are right now? Because we're going to get into your story because you have quite the story too. Like, if I understand correctly, you have quite the rags to riches story.
Yeah.
Like, can you tell us a little bit about that? Because you used to be homeless.
Yeah.
At a point, right?
Yeah, with my fiance. Well, at the time, just met her. And I was kicked out of my house when I was like 18, and then I was sleeping in like cars or, you know, if they could sneak me into their room or whatever for like 4 to 6 months. And then, you know, my social media started blowing up and here I am.
But okay, you made it sound kind of, well, it's tough, obviously, but you made it sound easy in a way too.
Like, I didn't have it too hard. I think the thing for me, like, especially, you know, I never had to be on the side of the road begging for money. I never had to, like, just because I had really awesome friends who, like, I had no money. I was negative $400 in my bank account.
Right.
Didn't have any place to stay. And my friends would let me sleep in their cars. Or if, again, my friends would sneak me into their house and let me sleep on their floor or something like that. And then, and like if I wanted a $5 meal from a place called In-N-Out where I'm from, it's like,
In-N-Out Burger,
They'd spot me, or like an employee would spot me, and then I'd like eventually pay them back. And so I don't want to, you know, I never had to sleep in the cold. Maybe like, you know, so I think that was the thing, is it's not necessarily as hard as it could have been.
Yeah.
But I bet to a lot of people, they probably would have, you know.
Well, it sounds to me like you have you're able to find something positive in a negative situation.
For sure. I think the coolest thing is, like, I don't think I'd be as close with my, I don't think I would be anywhere near as close with my fiance if we didn't do that together either.
Right.
You know? And so I think that's something really sick where, like, we were long distance. She lived in Hawaii. She didn't have to move out and sleep in a car with me. She chose to.
Right.
You know, it's like, that's really cool.
That's true love right there.
Right, yeah.
So now you know. Like,
yeah. Yeah. And this was like 6 years ago or something like that now too. So it's like, you know, it's been not a slow builder, but it's been really nice to look back and be like, that's where it started from. And I can also understand many people now because I've been both places.
Yeah. Know? How does it feel to be like, because you say, like you say yourself, you're thrown out. Right?
Yeah.
So how does that make you feel? You know, it's by your family, I guess, then?
Yeah, but I think it had to happen. And my mom was an alcoholic growing up, and it was probably one of the best things that ever happened to me was to be thrown out.
Right.
And that's like, you know, as hard as that is to say, like, being homeless was a better situation than being home.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's kind of sad to hear. But again, I feel like you have this ability to find something positive in the negative things that happen. Like for instance, making music, right?
Yeah.
But before that, I want to talk about, because you started out also like being a TikTok creator, obviously.
Yeah.
And can you tell us a little bit about the Hype House?
Yeah, the Hype House was a group of me and my friends where we just made content together. And
right.
I was part of that for a few years. And I don't think I'd be where I am without it.
Right, but so did you at this point, did you know that you wanted to sing and have a career with music?
Yeah, so social media started for me with music. So my first post ever in like 2014 was music. Or YouTube in 2011, I would make covers on a separate YouTube account. And, you know, I always wanted to be a singer, and I think it was just never worked for me. Like, no one ever like, oh, hey, you're a great singer. Like, that didn't ever happen to me.
Yeah.
And so I kind of started making like comedy videos, and people started really liking those. And I'm like, oh, maybe I should be doing this.
Yeah.
And then when I was a part of the Hype House, I posted a singing video on like some random second account no one ever saw. And immediately. Like, that got 10 million views overnight. And I was just like, holy cow.
Whoa.
And yeah. So then I started making music.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And I also want to talk about, because I want to get into something that I feel is really important, and I get the sense that you feel that it's important too, mental health.
Yeah.
And so I want to go a little bit back in time. I want to talk about Change Your Mind.
Oh, yeah.
Even though it came out last year, because you're speaking about mental health, and it's really close to home too for you, right?
Yeah.
Can you talk about that for
me? Change Your Mind. I wrote that song a year and a half ago. It was just about with me. Like, I always wanted to write a song about, you know, the things that I go through. And I think that's like a lot of my songs are kind of like just a synopsis of my entire life and the trauma that I've had and also the good that I've had.
Yeah.
Change Your Mind was like a message to my brother, just because, you know, he did not have good mental health. He's a Marine, you know, and he went through a lot, especially with my mom's passing and my dad's passing. And I think that, you know, when you lose both your parents, you have two options. You either see the good in it and see how it, I mean, which is very, very difficult, mm-hmm. but it's seeing like how, for me, I feel like everything's happened for a reason, you know? And so I can look at that and, you know, it sucks that I don't have a dad and it sucks that I don't have a mom, but at the same time, I wouldn't be who I am without it. Right. Where, you know, there's the other way of going at it, and it's like, why me? And you kind of like form into this depression.
Yeah.
And with my brother, I had countless times where, like, you know, he just made really poor decisions.
Yeah.
And, you know, whether it was mentally or
was
physically.
Was he kind of like struggling with PTSD and stuff like that?
Not PTSD. He was just struggling with the idea of, like, he didn't know what he wanted to do.
Right.
Like, he became a Marine for my mom, and then my mom's dead.
Yeah.
So he's like, he didn't know what he wanted to do with himself. He didn't view, like, he felt life wasn't worth living.
Right.
And, you know, like, so this song was kind of like talking him off a ledge in a way, you know?
Like, I'm kind of scared to ask, but did it work?
Yeah.
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 Okay. Oof. I'm so glad it has like a happy ending.
Thanks.
You know? But, you know, you yourself have millions of followers and, you know, like, speaking about mental health and stuff like that. I mean, when you got millions of followers, it has to like gotten to a point now where like the comment section alone must be crazy. Like, how do you deal with all the attention?
I don't think it's real. Like, that's the thing. Like, I'm so convinced that a lot of the success that I've had today just is manufactured and not real.
Yeah.
And maybe that's like an internal thing, but I just genuinely, you know, I'm shocked when people come up to me and say, I love your music or I love you. And it's really, really cool. I don't know how I handle it. I kind of just not ignore it, but it kind of like when it's on screen, it doesn't really mean anything to me.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure.
That's why I love coming here. Like Norway, especially, like I've met so many awesome people and like everyone in Norway is so nice.
Okay.
It's so sick.
Good.
But, yeah, I don't know. I think when it's hate, I just don't look for it. And
right.
when it's love, it's like, you know, it's amazing to hear all the nice messages and stuff. And I can't wait to meet people in real life. Like,
right.
That's the cool shit. Like when I have a show, oh my God. I stay after for like 2 hours and just hang out with people.
Oh yeah,
it's
you
sick.
Do.
Yeah.
Well, enjoy that while it lasts, because you know it's gonna get crazier. I think.
I hope.
Yeah. Right. It's gonna get to a point where you're not gonna be able to speak to all those people waiting outside. You
I'll
know.
I'll try my best.
Oh yeah, it's gonna happen, man.
VG-lista top 40. Top 40 podcast.
But, you know, there are good and bad sides to everything and anything, right?
Sure.
And, of course, it's a blessing, too, that you've gotten to a place where people want to hear what you have to say.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think people relate to the most with your videos and music?
I don't know. I think the thing for me is I never understood it. That's what's, like, I think necessarily really cool. I make content that's just true to me. Like,
yeah.
Truthfully, like, the music I make is about my real life. I don't make things up. And.
Yeah.
I think that's what probably people find is just the relatableness of the videos. Like the videos I make are either, you know, some quirky thing I'm doing or with my fiance. So it's like,
yeah.
I don't put on anything. It's just me.
Do you think that, you know, because back in the day when everything was so produced, you know, with boy bands and stuff like that,
sure.
things were like put together by labels and stuff. Mm-hmm. Do you think that it's also like authenticity, right?
Yeah.
Like people want the real stuff.
Yeah. And I think more and more people are kind of becoming more understanding of like how things used to be. Like
yeah.
back then, no one thought that this was put together. No one thought like a boy band was just manufactured and
right.
that there was moving parts behind it. And I feel like now people are kind of like, oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know? So I don't know. I think TikTok also is just making it way, like, people want to make the right people big and famous now.
Right.
Opposed to, like, before it was kind of just like, oh, you're controversial. Let's make you famous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, like, and also, like, everything is on social media now.
Yeah.
Everyone is on social media right now. And, like, younger and younger, you know, they start doing, like, Instagram when they're, I don't know when they're allowed, but right away when they can, they're going to do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So being that you have all these followers and you have a lot of experience in this field, right? Do you have any, like, tips or, like, for someone who's very, their mind is occupied by how many likes, how, like, comments and stuff like that? Do you have anything, like, any tips for those people who's kind of, like, too occupied by?
Well, I used to be that way. Like, I used to, like, and I think the coolest thing, and you'll ask anyone who's in the industry, this, whenever you stop looking at it is when you do the best.
Right.
Like, I don't look at any of that stuff anymore.
Yeah.
Just for the mere fact is, like, it's not, who cares? Like, people are going to have videos that don't do well, and people are going to have videos. Like, I've seen Ed Sheeran have TikToks that don't do well, and he's Ed Sheeran. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So I think the biggest thing is just make content you want to make. Make songs you want to make. Like, I will never put out a song I won't perform. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
And I also think, like, you change. People change and their taste changes and stuff like that. And, you know, adapt with it.
Be real.
Yeah.
Also, right?
Sure.
Like, and let's talk about one of the songs you released this year. What can you tell us about Before You Leave Me?
Before You Leave Me was, it was created from a task the label gave me. They were just like, make a song you can play at a festival. And I was
Okay.
I was like, okay. they're like, make a happy song you can play at a festival.
Okay.
And I was like, that I don't know if I can do. I mean, to this day, I've now written a happy song, but it's been a huge challenge of me. Like, I've always chased it.
Yeah. So, it's something you want to do.
Yeah. And I didn't write it until, you know, it's my wedding song, and, like, that's a happy song.
Right.
But I just always found them really cringe. Like, I just always found happy songs. I'm like, oh, you can't write a happy song without being cringy. And thankfully I did it. But Before You Leave Me is a terribly sad song. And I wrote it to make it sound happy. And I can't wait to play that thing at festivals. It's such a cool song.
Yeah. But, like, that tells me that I feel, well, the way I see it is, like, well, I get I feel like you chase, like, you have to write about something that's real to you.
Yeah.
It seems to me, like, you know, so.
I also think you listen to music when you're vulnerable, whether you're happy and being vulnerable or sad being vulnerable.
Like, yeah.
My favorite thing to do is make people cry at my shows.
Yeah.
Like, that's so sick.
Yeah.
And especially the songs like that, where they're just fun. It's like, oh my God, I'm dancing, but I'm crying. That's such a cool contrast. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's, like, I like that.
Yeah. And also, like, how do you feel about Norway right now?
Yeah.
Is the place where that track is being streamed the most right now.
Insane.
Yeah?
Oslo is my number one city, actually.
Yeah.
The population of Oslo is 660,000 people, I believe.
Uh-huh.
And my listeners in Oslo is 150,000 people, which is just insane.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know. I think it's 20% or something like that.
Don't ask me about percentage.
Yeah.
But yeah.
No, that's less than 20%. I'm stupid. That's like 14%.
Well, let's be stupid together because I don't
love
know.
Love it.
Yeah.
Someone, I know damn well someone heard that and they goes, that's actually 12.9%.
Dude, like we talked about earlier, do not look in the comment section for, you know.
Yeah, I'm not going to look.
But yeah. No,
either way, it's
I
a
love
lot of
it.
People. Yeah.
But what's really cool is, like, now being here and seeing the people who listen to my music, I love it so much because I feel like on an intimate level, almost as if, like, I think people in Norway probably just never thought I'd come here.
Yeah.
And, like, that's really sick that I'm able to come here. And, you know, we did a little pop-up yesterday and, you know, I'm definitely coming back. I really want to play that festival that you guys do over the summer. I forgot.
Oh, we do
called.
A lot of them.
The one with 80,000 people and it's free.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's our show.
Is it?
Veglistar.
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
That's it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I want to play that so badly.
You want to play that so badly? All right. Okay. Let's see what I can do.
Yeah, I think they were talking about me playing it this year, but I get married the same day that show is.
No.
Yeah.
Dude,
I know.
We have to do right now, we have to make up a way where you can get married on stage or whatever, and we can, like, combine the
rad.
Two.
But no, I'm definitely coming back. I have a song coming out in this month as well, and that song I really feel like is going to do well here, and I cannot wait to come back. I love this town so much.
Oh, you're going to be back. And we're going to put you on that stage.
We're going to play that festival.
For sure. Like, and let me ask you this. How does it feel stick, like having a well, fiance now, yeah. and who's been sticking with you from like sleeping in cars to where you are now.
It's sick. It's yeah. nice because she holds me accountable. It's because she knows me better than I know myself. And the same thing with her, with me. Like, I know I can say anything to that woman and she will not care. I can be in whatever mood and she's like, hey, Alex, you're being a dick.
Yeah. Well, and you need that in your
like
life.
It's so nice too because it's like she keeps me so real, if that makes sense. Like,
yeah.
You know, she's going to be like, hey, that sounded stupid. And I'm like, I love it.
Yeah, that's so good.
Hell yeah.
Like a reality check sometimes,
it's
you know?
It's so nice, dude. And it's also, we don't have to try. Like, we could lay down on the couch with our dogs and watch TV, and I don't feel like I have to be like, da-da-da-da. Like, we can sit in silence, and it's so nice together.
That's when
There's
you know.
There's no one I'd rather sit in silence with.
Right. That's when you know.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's especially, like, a really nice story, like, especially these days with, you know, all the apps and people are, like, looking for things that might not be realistic. They're always looking for the next thing, you know? This is so good to hear, like, something real.
No, it's crazy. I didn't think I'd get this lucky, but I am.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Well, you talked a little bit about it because you want to be back in Norway and play our thing, but anything else in the works you know about for people that missed out yesterday?
Show-wise, I'm convincing my team next time I'm here and playing a proper show, like a full set, because like the little pop-up things I've been doing, I just play Before You Leave Me and Save You a Seat, which is fun, but I can tell people drove from the other side of the country, which is like 8 to 10 hours sometimes, or sometimes even 24,
mm-hmm.
and people traveled all that way, and I feel bad that I just played them two songs and signed some stuff.
Yeah.
So I definitely would like to come back and actually do a proper show where it's like, you know, the max capacity I could sell and do a whole set with a band and leave them with a memory that they will never forget.
Right.
And that's like the goal. So whenever they let me back here, I'm doing a show.
Yeah. So
it's not if, it's when.
It's when, that's right. Yeah. You have to manifest it, right?
I think I'm still coming back this year in August.
Oh, you are?
They were just telling me something earlier, which apparently, like, something about Sweden that I'm going to, and if I'm coming to Sweden, then I might as well come here.
Right.
I'm making an admission I'm coming back. I like this place a lot.
Yeah.
So probably August.
Yeah, okay.
When I come to Sweden.
So be on the lookout on social media then,
I'll post about it.
Right.
I didn't post about me coming this time, but which is crazy that we sold out a little pop-up thing, and I didn't even say one thing about it.
Right.
Which is cool. So I'll actually make sure to tell people.
Next time you will.
Yeah.
Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and I wish you all the best. Thank you for stopping by.
I appreciate you having me. This is definitely something I won't forget.
Thank you.
Yeah. VG-lista Top 40.
Podcast. Du har hørt en podcast fra Podplay. En enklere måte å høre podcast på. Last ned appen Podplay, eller se podplay.no.